What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, 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 yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week, which means it's Monday. And every Monday, keeping with the theme, we bring you something called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information that you can use right away to improve your practice and your life. And today is a great one. Did you know, as a dentist, you can predict exactly what you're going to produce, for the most part, this year and next year? It's with the metric I'm going to introduce to you today. It's called production per day. And if you take that and multiply that by the number of days worked, you can hit it. But the challenge becomes, how do we do it? And how do we teach our team to do it? Well, today, we're going to show you how to do that with an amazing coach. Her name is Miranda Beeson. And she's going to walk us through the details of production per day. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Monday, Monday, Monday. If you're like me on Mondays, you probably eat pizza on Sunday with your family, and you're like, oh gosh, I just can't wait to have a salad on Monday night. All I think about on Mondays, I'm sharing way too much, is like, Monday, we're back on track and it's salad night. We either have salad or sushi. Miranda, what do you guys like adjust your diet on a Monday? What's the secret?
I live in a convention center pretty much every weekend at volleyball tournaments, and you don't usually eat well or make good choices on the go. So Monday is like a fresh start, a reset every Monday morning. It's back to work, back to school, back to planned meals. Yes.
Yeah. We have lived parallel lives at just different times. And I lived in a volleyball gym forever. So I was actually an expert to find out which one had the most fried food chips. It was impossible to find something healthy. So it's like, all right, I'm just going to.
It is pretty crazy that in an athletic venue, the amount of food that is not good for you compared to what is. And actually, my new secret is Instacart. I just Instacart to my hotel so that I at least have some options in our hotel that we can pack some snacks that aren't so bad for you, because the rest of the time you're just eating out and on the go.
Amen, sister. Amen. So it's Monday. And as every Monday, our job here is to bring you Metric Monday, a thing, a piece of data that you can use right away to improve your practice. What you're learning and what we're learning and the whole world is learning is that data removes emotion. When you use data really correctly in a nice way, you can make these micro improvements to your practice. And today we're going to be talking about a very important one. It's called production per day. Now, we've talked about it, but this time we're actually going to go into exactly what it is. So Miranda, take us through this. Why is this metric so important?
Well, I love what you just said about micro impact on the practice. That's what I talk to coaching clients about every time we talk about data. It's so easy for a dentist, a practice owner, the leaders that I'm on these calls with and that my fellow coaches are on these calls with to stay so high level or think big. It's always a big issue. And it's really like the tiniest little tweaks. It's turning all of the little dials over a period of time that make the greatest impact. I think it's the book Atomic Habits where they talk about that 1% over time versus these 10% jumps or really going, if you've ever seen the image of the ladder with the small rungs yep. versus the wide stretched out rungs where the person can't even climb to the top. It's those tiny little micro impacts that you make on the practice that over time are going to get you where you want to go. So production per day is a simple metric that's easy to run a report on. It's also something that is really great for planning and building your schedule around to help you get where you want to go and work the amount of days that you want to work. So basically what it means and what it's measuring is the total dollar value of treatment that's completed and posted in a single day. And this can be measured for the office as a whole. So office production per day. It can be measured by department. Perhaps your practice wants to look at it as office production per day, and then also break that down into doctor production per day and hygiene production per day. And you can even go as granular as if you have, you know, two doctors and four hygienists. It can be Dr. A production per day and Dr. B production per day and hygiene A, B, and C. And you can even just look per provider. And so ultimately you're just looking at the dollar amount that was produced. This could be gross and net. You can measure it either way. That's going to help for you to look at not, you know, what did we complete? So that's the lagging piece, because that's always looking backwards. But as a leading indicator, we can also say, what do we need and want our production per day to be, and then build our schedule to suit that.
Yeah, I love this. And we've talked about it many times. This becomes one of the instruments to create a better practice, better life. Now, you can refer to other podcasts when we talk about the, you know, the OGT and how we figure all that out. But really where it all comes together is how you intentionally create each one of these days. Because back in the old days, again, 31 years ago, we would just set production goals based on the doctor. The doctor would be like, we do 100, let's do 120. And then I'm like, where'd you get that from? Well, everyone's. How are we going to do that? And you're so right. And then I'd ask the doctor, where'd you get that? Well, my buddy says we should be, you know, so now when you go granular with production per day, you can actually intentionally create this future. Now, I'm just going to go there because Miranda and I do a pre-show and I learn a lot from our coaches. And Miranda is an amazing coach. And we were talking about a client that she's coaching. And it's a huge mind shift when you are producing so much and you're built on this false proxy of like being busy. And now their production, I don't mind saying this, has dipped to almost, I want to say it's
half,
but their profitability is going through the roof. And I'm learning this over and over and over again with clients who are coaching. They're struggling with this. I'm not running from room to room. What do I do? And you're reminding them, we are making so much more money and we're working less. Can you stop with this whole, I need to be running from room to room? Can you just talk about that and why that's important in this metric?
It is so true how often that conversation happens. And I know we're not talking about gaps today. This is an indicator within that effort gap for sure. And it is so true. When you really work the data and you understand it and you start to make smart strategic choices in the practice, you're right. The call I had with that team was amazing because I was so excited to celebrate with them. Like, look how much less work you're having to do. And the stress and the exhaustion and the anxiety and the chaos to the point where even patients used to tell them that it felt chaotic in their office. And now they're producing, gross producing almost half of what they were doing before, but profiting so much more. And the mindset for the doctor and the team, even the team will say, it's almost like weird how slow it feels. But what's been amazing is that the hygiene team has been able to expand their schedule to have more time with patients now than they had before. The doctors don't feel as rushed when they're having conversations or answering questions, but it is a mindset shift to be able to say like, wow, wait, we're doing what we need to be doing. We're producing just enough and we're making plenty, and our schedule made it happen because we knew day by day by day what we needed consistently in order to make that happen. And you and I did a webinar not too long ago on scheduling. And we showed a metric of a practice that was just up and down and up and down week over week with their production. And then they implemented some strategic scheduling, which we'll mention as a countermeasure in just a few minutes, and how it started to plateau at a consistent weekly production amount, week over week over week. And we talked about like what it must feel like in that office to know that there's predictability now. Yeah. And even if we are a little slower and we don't feel as busy as we felt before, how nice it is to, we just talked about Monday, that fresh start. You're not afraid to go to bed Sunday night because you know you have to wake up and go meet the chaos on Monday morning. It's pretty spectacular.
It is pretty spectacular. And so I'm going to go off the rails and then you bring us back here a little. Like, I've been doing this a long time. And one of my biggest pet peeves is when people work smarter, not harder. It's been said, it's been said so many times, but there's two things I have a challenge with. People don't really tell you what that means or walk you through the details. This is so important because these details guide you exactly where. Or the second reference is, here's what I did, work smarter, not harder, to a dentist who's like, but I write off 45%. Like, I don't have the same type of situation that you have. And so I think this is really important. When you get these metrics right, you can distill it down to like, oh my gosh, I actually am creating day over day, week over week, a better life and a better practice. Now, I do want to go off the rails one more time on this particular thing. And you and I haven't talked about that this much, but this is like one of the keys. It's like one of the golden keys. And I want you to hear this. We have a lot of great dentists that we've coached for many years, and then they reach this ceiling and they're like, man, I'm doing like 12,000 a day or 13,000 a day. Like, I don't see how I could produce anymore. And then they only think linear. They only think more producers and more ops. And my job that I've tried forever is like, don't think more producers and more ops. Let's think differently about your role. Meaning, we've had some people that are like, I'm going to get a treatment coordinator. Wow, I just doubled my production without adding providers because now I don't spend my time doing all that. So I want to, can you just speak to that? Like this thing, production per day, if you understand that it's not like a linear, oh, I'll just like, you have to think about your role in your practice. And I'll just stop right there. Any thoughts you have on what I just proposed, which I don't even know what I proposed, but I'm trying. You're so brilliant. No, you can pick up the pieces.
I totally hear where you're going with it. And we're going to be talking in the next coming weeks. We're staying on this topic of production, and we're going to talk about like production per visit, production per hour, because production per day is a snapshot in time of one day's performance, right? We've talked before about what's scheduled ahead. And we often will talk about production, like what did we produce last month or perhaps last week? So looking at it as a day allows for you to identify patterns, slow days, overbooked chaos, hidden inefficiencies in the schedule, treatment that maybe could have been accepted that wasn't. And then we can break it down even more granular than just per day, getting into each visit. What are we doing? What's our service mix? What services are we offering? What is our case acceptance? And so we're going to dive like what I love about Metric Monday, and I'm so excited about is if people show up every Monday, we're going to just go more and more granular and keep providing those countermeasures to how we get there. Because when you track production per day over time, it's going to show you if your systems are turning into delivered treatment. So you just mentioned, you know, you don't necessarily need another associate to make more money. You might need to look at your treatment presentation system. What are you doing chair side? Are you, maybe you're not even using photography. What if you started using photography? And what is that going to do to your case acceptance? And what would that end up doing then to your future production per day? It's the little, like we just said earlier, it's those little small turns of the dial that help to modify and grow and tweak these things over time. Again, what are our systems consistently doing to change the way that we deliver treatment? Maybe we do have clear aligner therapy, but we have no system for sharing that with our patients. It's just if they ask for it. And then all of a sudden we say, what if we actually just started taking pictures of every new patient that came in, or even our existing patients, and then asking them what they like about their smile, or if they had a magic wand, what they would change. we might get one more case a week than we ever had before. And it's just with the simplest of changes. But if you don't start by looking at these metrics and planning intentionally for what your goals are and what you need, it's really hard to make that progress.
Yeah. And so what if I'm that person that's not making that progress? Miranda, help me out of that hole and help me feel better about this. What can I do today?
Well, I think the first thing is you need to look at what would your goal for production per day be? And you need to know what you want in terms of like your annual overall goal. Like, what do you need and what do you want from a production and income profitability standpoint for, say, this coming year? Say it's October and you're treatment planning, strategically planning for the next year. And you're going like, what do I want to achieve by way of that? And how many days do I want to work? You know, you often talk about, and I do the same thing, printing out the public school schedule, marking out the days that you know you're not going to be working because you want to be able to be with your kids, or perhaps you already know about a CE that you're going to take on the other coast. So you're going to have a few extra days off and a family vacation. Start planning that out to have an idea of how many days you're going to be working. And then you just do some simple math, as Barrett would say, fourth grade math, and you're going to divide those days into that production. And that's how you're going to know what would be the goal per day for the practice. And then really simply, once you have that production per day goal, you're going to run a really intentional huddle every day with your team. And that's going to highlight production opportunities. We say all the time, huddles are for patient care, not practice care. We're looking for opportunities to improve the way in which the patient experiences their appointment that day. And we're looking for opportunities and for a way in which we can make sure that we're meeting or exceeding those goals that we have for our practice. And so every day at huddle, we're going to say, you know, report on what's our production today, what's our production tomorrow. And we're going to look for weak spots or gaps or things within the day that may limit us from hitting our target or put us in a position where now we're off target, right? If we show up at huddle and there was a cancellation overnight, and heaven forbid it was one of your high production primary block cancellations, that's the opportunity for you to run a really intentional huddle and have a conversation around how are we going to recover this? Right. Because we all know and agree that this is what we're working towards on any given day.
I love it. So well said, Miranda. So there you have it, production per day. And these metrics, done right, micro adjustments, week over week, better practice, better life. I'm telling you, it works. Miranda, you're brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you find I was brilliant. This was just fun for me. So thanks.
Hey, another secret. You didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you on a Monday. The secret to life and business is you just find great people and you just like let them do what they do. And then you don't have to do it all. So Miranda is part of that equation, especially for us here. So amazing. So keep tuning in on Metric Mondays. It's Monday. I got to get that pizza out.
Micro impacts with Metric Monday.
Oh gosh. All right, Miranda, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to Metric Monday. I hope your day and your week is a great one. We are here to support you every step of the way. We love this stuff. We're going to keep bringing it over and over and over again. So you keep showing up, you keep bringing it. And we've got a lot of great resources. Don't struggle if you're struggling with anything. You can go back on the Best Practices Association app now. It is free. It's not easy. Nothing's easier than free. Go back into the Apple iStore or Google Play. You can search Best Practice Association. You can start the journey for free. You can upgrade, pick your journey. Your team can get involved. We have an office manager study club back there. Like, it is amazing. We also have a hygiene study club. Check it out. Join us. And I promise you, you'll have a better practice and better life. So until you guys hear from us next time or we see you next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practice Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.